Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Monday. So I've talked already about how I had such a lazy weekend. We were off on Friday, and I just laid on the couch and watched baseball and Ancient Aliens. I just wasn't moving until someone came to my door.
Uh-oh.
And I was like a rocket shot upstairs. And it turned out to be a young girl, Girl Scouts or something. She left a sticker on my window about, you know, if you have like personal care needs that you can, all this kind of stuff. Here's my suggestion. We live in a new time. No one should ever come to your house uninvited. So the only two reasons I think anyone should ever come to your house is if you've invited them or if it's official business. The cops need to come. The water company is going to turn off your faucet, whatever it is. Official business or invitation. Other than that, no one should knock on your door. What do you think? Am I just being way too protective?
I agree.
That girl scared the hell out of me.
Not counting neighbors.
I fully agree.
Well, that would be an open invitation.
Right. Like, but okay. I mean, like, yeah, because if it's people you know, that's different.
I count neighbors. Don't come knocking on my
door. Oh, no. I like my neighbors.
I don't know or care for any of my neighbors. Don't come knocking on my door.
If you're my neighbor, we're friends, you can knock on my door.
I had no idea that knocking on the door was still such a thing. But every time I have been, like, home from work on a weekday, no less than, like, three knocks on the door. That's crazy. People are just knocking on my door all day in my neighborhood.
Yeah, Not a fan, though, of like people doing business that way. It's not 1952. You don't have to be selling me a vacuum cleaner door-to-door. I have the whole internet to look at those things, and you can send me. I mean, plus, your company's probably already sending me ads via Amazon or in my email or on social media or whatever. And I have the same thing. Don't call me either. Can we just say that, too?
Yes. Thank you.
Don't call me anymore. I don't want to answer your questions. I don't want any of it.
Back in like 2010, when Bulger and I were hanging out all the time, he would text me and I would call him because it's Bulger. And I'm like, hey, buddy. And he would avoid my call and then text me back.
Yeah.
And I would call him and he would avoid my call and text me back. He trained me to not call him.
Yeah.
And now I look back on that and I'm like, what sort of monster was I?
Well, people who know me can call me. Like, I don't care about that. But
it's
like
still got to be something important.
It should be at least something that's maybe, like, for example, Matt Pauly and I text each other a lot. Sometimes a text will turn into one of us calling the other because we're driving.
Yeah.
And it's just easier to talk for 2 minutes than to text, voice text, and do all that kind of stuff.
Like, Rach and I are as close as friends get. If I see someone's calling and it's Rachel, somebody's dead.
I get that. No, I get that.
Right?
Yeah, I get that.
How do we feel about a politician knocking on your door?
Go away.
I wouldn't want to do that, but that would probably fall under the official business.
Okay.
I guess, yeah, but I'm not answering. I'm going to peek out the window and I'm like,
running upstairs and
I don't know you.
And I am a fully grown ass man.
Yeah.
And I hide from the DoorDash man every single time.
Oh.
Every single time.
I mean, you don't have to hide from them. They're just bringing the stuff you ordered.
And one of the low points of my life is when I think I've timed it to where they're in their car, but then I ooze out of my little hidey hole to grab my McDonald's, and the guy goes, thank you, and I was like, ah. All right,
I felt pretty bad yesterday. We ordered some food, and the person got there, and we have on the thing, like, just leave it at the door and, you know, take off, be on your way. But they, like, knocked and were, like, standing there and waiting for me to take it. And as I'm walking up, I said out loud, is it so hard to just leave it at the door? I felt kind of bad.
Don't feel bad. Yeah. Follow instructions.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't feel. There was one time I was getting food delivered as well, and it was a gentleman, and he kept calling me over and over again. And finally, I'm like, this guy's going to attack me. That's why he wants me to come to the door. So finally, I answer the phone. I'm like, yes, the police are on the other line, sir. And he's like, oh, no, there's some teenagers hanging out outside. I don't want them to steal your McDonald's.
Oh.
So that was actually really nice. I went and met him at the door, and it was fine.
That's very nice.
In general, if you say leave it outside, they should leave it outside.
Leave it outside.
Is it weird that part of the reason I don't want to answer the door for those people that are selling me stuff, because I know I'm going to be mean?
Like how?
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, like, so for example,
I'll crack the door.
I'm not
going
to sit and
like,
listen to your speech.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, are you interested in this? No, I have a roof. I'm good. Thanks. And then I'm going to be like, have a good day, and I'm going to close the door because I'm not going to sit there and waste time. Now, again, if it's a little kid, I don't even mind little kids. Like, if it's, you're selling Girl Scout, it's fine. You're a kid. It's not the end of the world, and I'll probably buy your stuff because I'm a softy for the kids. But, like, I don't, if
it's just so funny. He said that like he was a Bible character.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm going to yell at everyone. Now if babies come to the door.
Yeah. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to be like overtly mean. I'm just not going to listen to your pitch.
Yeah.
You can start with, do you want, hey, we're in the neighborhood and do it. And I'm like, I have a roof. I'm fine.
How often does someone say, actually, I am interested in siding?
I don't know, but it's got to be enough because they still do it.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, I don't want the pitch. If I wanted the pitch, I would be inviting you to my house.
Yeah.
I watched The Wolf of Wall Street last weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
And they have the whole thing where they do the cold calling and they're trying to get people to buy their penny stocks. Mm-hmm. And part of it really is just like wearing someone down. And I will admit, I have bought things before because I didn't want to hurt the person's feelings. Because they're putting so much into the pitch that I'm like, I can afford to just make their day right now. Nothing huge, nothing like, you know, make or break. But that also happens on a much larger scale, too. So,
sure.
I don't know. I don't think there are that many people like sitting around like, I hope a telemarketer gets me. But sometimes it works, you know. They're able to do their pitch in a way that resonates with people.
Man, I used to. So one of my early jobs in radio, like I was a fill-in host, but like my day job was I was the guest booker for our sports network. And this was before email and text. So you had to cold call people in their hotel rooms. I would do
that.
I would
stalkers.
I would do hotel roulette every day for NBA players.
So you would just say, "Could I have Mr. Johnson?"
You just call. Yeah, you just call and you're like, "I'm looking for Michael Jordan." Now,
and they would put you through?
Well, it depends. So sometimes yes, and sometimes no. So you had to learn because like some guys would always have their phones off. They would always tell the hotel, "Do not put calls through." Others never said anything, and you could reach their room, and you would obviously most of the time you're calling them in the morning, and it wakes them up, and they're like, "Call me back in 2 hours," which meant I'm not going to be here in 2 hours, so go ahead and call because I won't answer. But then you would do the thing where you'd learn. Some of them had like fake names that they would use on the road, so that their family members could call. Yeah. People knew them could call, and when you found those out, that was great. Like, remember the Michael Vick one was Ron Mexico? That was his fake name for the road.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was a thing. So like you would get to learn those things every once in a while. But there is that job sucked. It's nothing but getting hung up on all day long because most
terrible.
People don't want the call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've been the bad guy.
You know what else is getting to me? TikTok, because it just keeps showing me things that I'm interested in. But things that everyone else seems to be better at than me. Rachel, look behind you.
Window washers. This is exciting.
Can you see that on the cam?
Hello.
There's no view of
I
it.
I waved at him and he didn't wave back.
He has no idea he's on TV right now.
Yeah.
I'm really offended he's not like making a big deal out of it.
Hello.
He's locked in. He's focused.
Yeah, he's doing a job.
He's busy working.
We're knocking on his door.
Fine.
He doesn't want that.
But no, like I'm a drummer. And I see these three-year-olds who are 10 times better than me, and it's just, like, depressing. And I know that I should be more secure, and I should just be like, well, I'm my own kind of drummer and blah, 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 but do you have anything like that on TikTok where you see things maybe so much more beautiful?
Yes,
or
Dave, that's...
Is that the whole thing?
That's the whole thing. It's like every day I log on to... If I get on TikTok, it's just full of girls. I'm like, I can't believe your skin looks like that. I can't believe your face is that symmetrical. Now, a lot of times I do think they are using a filter that I don't know about.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, I don't look like you.
You know, I don't know whether it's a boy and girl thing, but Kev, I never have that thought. I mean, I know that I'm in the bottom 30% of handsome, but I never see someone and go, damn it. Like, I can see a baby outplaying me on the drums, and that bothers me.
Oh.
Or a one-legged guy who can juggle a soccer ball better than me. But I never see, I never judge someone physically and feel bad about it.
It's almost as if men aren't held to the same beauty.
Yeah,
almost.
It's a good bit. It's a good bit different. I've seen like especially like you'll see there's I forget the dude's name, but there's this dude where all a lot of the ladies do like their what do you call the stitches where he chops wood. That's what he does. Like he breaks these giant, you know, like tree stumps, and he's big and he's jacked and he's good looking. And you'll be once in a while, you're like, well, glad I'm not competing with that. But other than that, it's like not that, there's no judgy thing. I must get the totally different feed, though, because I don't get anything where it's like people doing the stuff I do. I get, I mean, other than the people that are doing pranks, because I do pranks, but like that.
Man, that was a damn good prank.
Yeah, but they're only half as good as me. No, they're pretty good, actually. Some of the intricate ones are pretty good. But I don't get a lot of the things that are like that. Like, I don't get, like, talk radio people doing, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's, yeah. Like, the interest, I don't
That's
get a lot
true.
Of, yeah.
TikTok has not figured out I'm a radio personality.
In fact, I'll tell you this. I see half the people on there, I'm like, you needed 11 edits to do that? To do a 1 minute little speech? Like,
oh, those
figure out how
nuts.
To talk, man.
Those drive me nuts.
Write
the
it
videos,
down first yeah. and just go in one
yeah.
take.
The
Stop
videos
with the
where
10 takes.
Every other word, there's like an edit in between, and it's like, man, you got to yeah. just.
I thought they were doing that on purpose for stylistic reasons.
Oh, I think it's because they can't. Yeah, I think it's because they can't string together a thought for a minute.
Get them.
Which, by the way, we're all better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everybody in this room is better than that.
Hell yeah. One take Dave, that's what they call me.
And we're hotter. So there.
Yeah. Forget that guy that chops the trees up.
Brian says, seeing an 8-year-old kid ripping the hardest guitar riffs when I've been playing for 30-plus years.
Yeah.
It's so true, Brian. Yeah. I feel the same way.
But keep in mind, like, their brains don't have as much in there, so when they take stuff in, they just... There's room for it.
I guess.
Yeah, it's
yeah we
so
don't
stupid.
Have as much room.
No, those kids are so dumb.
Because they're so dumb. Because
they're young and
stupid heads.
Figuring it out.
Welcome back, DG Ask 104.1 FM. We're out of here today at 4:40, making room for Matt Pauly and the pregame show. Cardinals play tonight at 5:40. Can I confess something?
Yes.
You know how much I love you.
Me?
I love you like a brother.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant all of us, but okay.
No, just you.
All right.
Nick has 4 seats behind home plate for Friday's game, and he said, hey, Dad, you're in with me and my friend Ian, and do you think Wheeler'd want to go? And I said, well, you know, if he's not coaching, he would. And I said, let me tell you something. There's nothing like watching a game with Wheeler, but I promise he won't stop talking.
Never.
And he goes, that's great, because neither will Ian. So it was like perfect.
All right.
Like right on.
Good deal, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. I do. I talk through games.
Yeah.
I do that in my basement.
What if you get there
I
and find
talk
out
to
that
myself.
Ian and Wheeler's tickets are on a completely different section than you and Nick's tickets?
You make that happen. No, I've told this story before, but when I had just met Wheels and we went to a ball game in the suite and Nick was there and Wheels talked to Nick for like an hour and Nick and I went home together and he was like, I can't believe, because Kevin's a big deal. Like, Nick is a big sports guy and he's listened to Kevin forever. He's like, I can't believe he talked to me and I can't believe he talked to me that long. And now I realize it could have been like a hydrant, you know? Like
that's not true. I mean, it's partly true.
You have a quick stairway?
Yeah. So it's not about sports, but it's about my drive. I drive in and home sometimes on 70. I don't always take 70. I kind of look at it between 40 and 70, whichever one's going to be faster, right? And sometimes there's construction or whatever. 70 looks like the apocalypse. There are parts of cars on shoulders everywhere. There are at least 3 disabled cars that have been there for at least a week.
It's the DMZ.
There's a car that is on blocks. Nobody's coming back to get it. There are no wheels, not no tires. There are no wheels. This car has been stripped, and it is sitting on blocks eastbound 70 just before Kings Highway. And it's been there at least since last week. There's furniture. There are, I hate to say it, there are like 3 dead dogs that have been laying there on the shoulder on 70 for weeks. Weeks. Who's in charge of that?
Good question.
Like, does nobody that works for any authority drive down that road and go, yeah, we should pick up all those bumpers and the dead dogs and the cars that people are obviously not coming back for? Like, this is one of the major thoroughfares that goes east to west in this nation. So anybody coming from east of here going west of here is going through that.
That is your picture of St. Louis.
And if you're driving down that, you're like, I am never coming here. This is insane.
Amen.
Not to mention just, you know, potholes and stuff, too. And those aren't as terrible now as they've been in the past. But, like, how does that stuff just get looked past? It's sitting there. A car with no wheels on cement blocks is just, and by the way, it's on the shoulder. So if anybody stops paying attention for a second or has to swerve to avoid another car, they're going to run into that thing. I mean, like, it's not just ugly, it's also dangerous. And so is having a fender and a bumper laying in that shoulder. And I don't understand. Like, we can't clear snow, we can't pick up trash, we can't take hazards off the roadway on one of the major east-west thoroughfares in this nation. Who, I don't, again, I don't know if that's a city, I don't know if that's a county or a state, I don't know who that is, but that's ridiculous. And why does somebody have to come on the radio and complain about that? Like, oh, well, we didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? Nobody monitors? Nobody's driving up and down there every once in a while to see?
I really wonder. I have no idea whether that's a City of St. Louis thing or
I don't know either.
But whoever's thing it is, they're failing badly.
Yeah, I don't know, and that's why I'm not picking any particular group
that
of people.
That should be, like, from 170 in would be a big ask. But maybe, you know, King's Highway in, it should be lovely. There should be trees, and it should be attractive, because like when we go to Kansas to see Phoebe, and you go through Kansas City, you don't have that. I mean, it's not the prettiest, you know, drive ever, but it's not like that.
No, I would go for all of that, but I mean, let's just make it less hazardous.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's make it so that, you know, people aren't going to maybe die because they have to swerve to miss someone who's not paying attention. Which, by the way, if you drive on 70, it's literally every day.
Yes. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there. Can I comment on wheels?
Yeah.
Comment.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree 1,000%. And I know mayors and city council people are busy, 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 but I think there should be a requirement that the mayor has to, of just not St. Louis, of every town along 70, as far as the entrance to St. Louis is concerned, they have to drive that every week, once a week, and see what's going on there. Because I'm going to bet you they have no idea of what's going on. No idea.
I mean, I don't know how you don't. I mean, like, and I agree with you, Dave, you're probably right. They probably aren't. Whoever is in charge of that, and again, I'm not sure if it's the mayor's office or MoDOT, but you know, honestly, if I were a city official, even if it's not my job to do it, I'd want to know so I could tell the people that need to do it.
Right.
Because it's exactly. Going to reflect on me either way.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
And again, beating a dead horse, but it's not just safe, unsafe. It is the introduction to our city.
Absolutely. It has to look decent anyway.
Coming down 40 is okay. Like, right. You get to see the city and there's the arch and the whole bit. Coming down 70, you just get to see the worst of St. Louis.
Yeah,
and 44 is okay. 55
yeah, 44 is okay.
Yeah, but also, we've talked about this, Dave. The path to get on 70 westbound from downtown.
Impossible.
It yeah. is. You're literally going through burnt out buildings.
Literally.
That is, yeah. There are literally, they're just drug dens, like empty buildings where all the druggies go hang out.
Every time, I don't do it as much as you, but every time I do it, I think you've made a wrong turn.
Yeah.
There's no way that this is the way it is.
Like, if you're from out of town and you're getting through there, you're like, there is no way that I'm supposed to be here.
No.
There was a time when it looked like Channel 2 and Channel 30 might merge, but with an ownership change, and that the station would move downtown to where Channel 30 is.
Mm.
And Janice and I drove down there. This was ahead of the game, just out of it. And I pulled away thinking, no way. No way am I driving to that every day.
Just well, we're just a couple blocks away.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, I could run there in under 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's right by McDonald's.
Yeah. Dave, that is quite a rain event.
Yes. In fact, some numbers here. St. Louis, the official number, 5.36 inches. Just to show you the contrast, Columbia, Missouri, 1.66. Centralia in Illinois, 8.5. Union in Missouri, 7.3. Big River and the Merrimack River are in flood. They're going to peak. If they haven't peaked already, they're very close. So they should start to go down pretty soon. And the next rain that we have is not going to be a repeat at all.
Seems like it's pretty temperate week, like really lovely.
Yeah, it's it's a little cool tomorrow. We're like low 60s today. We're going to be about 55 tomorrow with a light frost and freeze first thing in the morning. Temperature's about 29 degrees, though you get out towards Union, you get out towards away from St. Charles City anyway, and temperatures go down 26, 27. That's a bit of a hard freeze. 55 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Next system starts to move in Wednesday. Wednesday as a whole is a dry day, mostly cloudy skies, but there will be scattered showers and thunder showers late Wednesday, 65. Scattered showers and thunder showers Wednesday night and Thursday. A lot of dry time, but scattered showers, 67 on Thursday. Friday looking good right now. This is not a severe weather event, no strong thunderstorms, and no heavy, heavy rain.
Nice.
So that's the good news.
Very nice. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Did you guys see the geese that made a nest next to the Wrigley Field bleachers during the Chicago Cubs games?
That's pretty
cute. A goose was spotted nesting in the bleachers, leading to a section being blocked off for the bird's safety. Fans took photos of the geese, and the Cubs organization worked with a wildlife organization to ensure the geese were protected in accordance with state law.
That's super cool. So they didn't remove it.
Cute. So they didn't remove, I don't think they removed it during the game. They like blocked it off and made sure everything was cool.
But it's not living there.
I highly doubt that the geese are going to live there indefinitely.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Having lived on a lake, there's no meaner animal than a goose.
What about swans? Are swans meaner?
I think they're the same things
okay.
in my mind.
Okay,
so,
I get you. Yeah.
But when they have young or they've laid eggs or something, man.
Yeah, geese on a golf course. Oh my word!
Yeah,
they will come. They will charge you half a fairway away.
When we first built the house out there with on the lake, we were the first house in, and Phoebe was only two, and we didn't have a fence yet, and so the geese would come up into our yard and eat the new sod or whatever they're eating, and I would chase them out, and Phoebe called me Dadu, and she'd go, goose, Dadu, goose, goose, and so we'd run out there and chase them, and one time, this is terrible, I admit it, but I threw an orange, and it short-hopped and hit a goose in the stomach, and here's the noise it made, and it was, like, pretty satisfying.
I say, did it turn and fight you?
No, that backed him off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get you.
Good. All right.
It'd been great if he'd have caught it.
Oh, man. What if he
scooped it?
What if he threw it back to you?
Retirees and disabled individuals are experiencing chronic website outages and access issues when trying to log into their online Social Security accounts. Mm-mm. This comes on the heels of DOGE demanding cuts to the IT staff at Social Security. They also did a 50% reduction in the technology division responsible for the website. So, way to go, guys.
Yeah,
seems
nice.
Like it's working out.
Going just the way we want.
Katy Perry, Gail King, and Lauren Sanchez, their space mission is launching in a week. I know you're really excited, Dave.
Did you see Olivia Munn?
Oh, is she going to do it too?
No, the opposite. She talked about how gluttonous it was and how ridiculous it is that there are people who literally can't feed themselves, but these queens are going up into space just for fun, not for research, not for anything that does anything for anyone but them. And I thought it was a great rant.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with it. I do wonder why that same energy isn't kept for when, like, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's
why
a good point.
Oh, it's all the girls. Yeah. Now it's time to pounce on all the girls.
That's
like, well,
that's fair
they're
point.
Not the only 100%. Ones doing it. Costco has a...
Bezos is so cool.
You're like, he's too sexy. We don't want to speak out against him. You guys are supposed to laugh at that.
I was taking a drink. I'm sorry.
So was I.
It was like awkward silence. It was like, oh, I don't actually think Jeff Bezos is hot. I just want to throw it out there.
Everyone grabs a drink.
like, oh, well, I do buy things from the man's website.
Okay, Costco has a new carrot cake, and it contains a divisive ingredient. Would anyone like to guess what this ingredient could be? Okay.
Carrots.
Cocaine.
No.
Peanuts.
Boogers.
Nope, it's raisins.
Oh, it's so good.
And some people say this
it's
is
so
more
good.
Authentic.
Yeah, their carrot cake
okay.
is... Oh, their carrot cake's so good.
I'm okay.
Heavily vouch for it.
How was your carrot cake at the Cardinals game, Dave?
Carrot cake to me is sort of like pizza.
Okay.
Some is better than others, but I've never had a bad one.
Yeah.
It
can be bad when it's dry, though.
Yeah. As much as I love Capital Grille, I would say Roots Chris has the best carrot cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carrot cake is highly underrated.
Oh, I think so. But there's some people that hate it. It's like cilantro.
Weird.
Rapper Eminem's daughter, Haley Jade Scott, has given birth to a baby boy.
Mazel tov.
Named him Elliot Marshall. So that means that Eminem is now a grandfather.
Grandpa Dem.
Oh, that's weird.
That yeah, is it is kind of crazy really to think weird.
What does he, what do you call Grandpa Eminem?
Grandpa Slim Shady, perhaps?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Grandpa Shady. I want him to, I want his next song to be called Grandpa Shady. Yes, I'm Grandpa Shady. I'm the real Shady.
Stupid question, but was that just huge where you grew up?
No, because it was after I was gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he blew up after I would have been already out of there.
Okay.
Late 90s is when he kind of blew up, mid to late 90s. And I was gone by 93, 94.
Would he have been huge?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he grew up on 8 Mile. I grew up on 5 Mile, man. We could have been friends.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, no, it's like way, like literal worlds apart.
3 miles.
No, 3 miles north-south, but probably more like 20 east-west.
I got a wild hair and looked up Charles Johnson.
Yeah.
The catcher that was in front of you in Miami. You're not kidding.
No, he was a monster.
That guy was a stud.
Yeah. I mean, 4 gold gloves in the big leagues, first round pick twice.
Yeah.
Out of high school and out of college. He was legit.
That must have been really fun.
He was, for people that don't get it, like defensively, he was Yachty before Yachty. He didn't do it for as long as Yachty, so that's why he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of defensive player he was.
Was he a nice man?
I think he still holds the record for the longest games played streak without an error.
That means he
was in baseball
nice.
History.
Yeah, I think he did 100 games.
No, nicest guy in the world. Seriously, like you could not, he and his wife, Ronda, they're the nicest people in the world. Could not have been a better teammate and a
you
cooler guy.
You should get
guy.
Him on the show.
Have to reach out. He sells barbecue sauce now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, yum.
Catch this sauce.
We can move some of that crap.
Get it? Catch this
yum.
Sauce.
Nice.
One more story here for you guys. President Trump said on Friday he's going to sign an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 75 days to give his administration more time to broker a deal to bring the platform under American
ownership.
That's
the most important thing going on.
I say we're more careful with TikTok than 401k.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Welcome back, DGS. Out today at 4:40. We'll hand it over to Matt Pauly to do the Cardinals pregame game at 5:40. I think it's like that for a couple, 3 days.
Today and tomorrow, and then Wednesday will be a day game.
Day game.
But it's going to be early day game. I think it's like 11:40 or something like that.
There you go. 1 in 50 people think that they could outrun a horse in a 100-meter dash. I want to meet that guy.
People are so stupid.
I'll try.
Like,
it.
Literally, the slowest horse is faster than Usain Bolt.
What about like, a pony or, like, a mule?
Wait, like are you one of these guys?
Well, I'm just saying, like, could Usain Bolt outrun, like a mule or, like, a pony, Kevin? Guy who seems to know seems to know the answer to all these questions.
Maybe one with a limp. I mean, like, horses can run 40 miles an hour, man.
Yeah, that's why they measure cars in horsepower.
Maybe maybe a tiny donkey.
Yeah, see, that's the question. The one that was giving you rides down the Grand Canyon past Donkey Murder Cliff or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I could have outran that one. That was a beaten down donkey.
I mean, like, the fastest people in the world is like 28 miles an hour.
The absolute fastest.
Yeah. I mean, there might be a few people that get a little bit above that. But, like, horses are, like, 44, 45 miles an hour. So, like, again, on average, unless you're Usain Bolt running against the super, super slow old-ass horse, no.
Isn't it weird that before the train, the fastest thing that any human had experienced was a horse? Like, riding on a horse, going 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Right?
The trains back then didn't necessarily go faster than horses, though, right?
I would think so.
Because you could rob horses on,
I mean, you could,
or
catch
you could rob
up.
Trains on horses.
Yeah, but there were periods like where they had to slow around bends and things like that. You'd pick it strategy.
20% of Gen Zers have never handwritten a letter.
Not surprising.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, I don't feel that's a bad thing.
Yeah. I skip. Yeah.
I'm not writing letters.
Hey, we're the brains.
I have time to write those letters.
You need to go sailing again.
I know. They don't last good.
No.
No. They were.
Did they hurt coming out?
No, it just takes forever. It just takes a long time. But it just.
You're a slave to your art. You're a slave to your art.
I know. But they start looking kind of ratty. You know, about a week is all, you know. Otherwise, because I'm not going to sit there and not clean, keep the hair clean. So
sure.
You got to go through. So.
Sure. Want to jump into Sweet 16?
Yeah, let's do it. We have a couple minutes left in this break. We want to get started.
We can get a couple. So this is most perfect things. With the caveat that, of course, there are no perfect things, that some of the things that we're going to put on there you may not like, or you may like a different style of, or whatever. Granted, it's a little close to, like, simple pleasures, blah, 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 but I just had that idea, thought it might be kind of fun. Hmm. Yeah. Got a couple?
Yeah, I hated this.
Did you really? Yeah. I kind of figured you'd hate it.
Well, anytime I go out of town, you know, you've come back in and my day's just so.
Yeah.
You know, if you said like best Michael Keaton movie, that's easy. But anything you have to put a lot of thought into. We almost did.
I saved you. We almost did best movie adapted from a book.
See, I could do that easier.
Oh, see, I could do that easier.
This is like in depth. Going, okay, let's think.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate everything right now. I'm in the middle of something. There's nothing perfect for me. You know, that's.
You should bring some of your employees into it sometime. Like Jess at Ford says, blah blah.
Oh yeah, you know what? We could do this sometime.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Well, we got your back. What do you have?
No, I think I have some, but it's like they're not as deep. I mean, you guys, I think yours will all be, well, you remember? And I go, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, but here's one. Here's one, though. Early summer day.
Nice.
Not middle of July when we've had 42 straight days of 90 plus and 100% humidity. I'm saying like maybe the first weekend where it's over 80 and the humidity's low. Maybe it's even warm enough to swim.
Grass is green.
Exactly. It's not brown grass.
Easter, not the Easter grass.
Not the water. Exactly.
Everyone's lawn right now looks like a bad haircut.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but it's just the early, and it's just so nice where you almost don't need your air conditioning on yet because it's warm but not, you know, it cools at night. Just the early summer day. Yeah. It's great.
Rach, I can't see that. Is it 54, 50?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do it then.